There was something of a competition in the first few years of naming gnomes, trying to dream up funny names for them and so on. So there's Greg Gnome and the Golfer and Gnome on the Range and the Rolling Gnomes had a band there and clubs. For instance, the motorcycle clubs, Women's Purple Hat Society and some of these other groups came there and brought their gnomes, and so it's grown quite remarkably. The community association here looks after it in a sense that we have a busy bee around there occasionally to clean up any rubbish that might have been left there and so on, and also the Shire is doing its best to keep it tidy. We don't want it to grow too far to the west. It's going along what's called Badgery Creek. It's growing at the rate of metres every week. We'll have to try and limit it a little. It worries the Shire in one extent, the parking, because there are a lot of visitors to it now, and you go in there on a weekend, there will be 10 or 11 cars there at any time, and on a roundabout it's a bit difficult to arrange appropriate parking, and I think the Shire may have to do something to correct that in the near future. No, no real plans. The theft rate and vandal rate on it is a bit of a worry, but the replacement rate is slightly greater than the attrition rate, so it's still growing.
Yes, I wondered about that, because at one stage there was a real problem, wasn't there, with vandalism?
Yes. We were collecting quite a lot of money for charity from it at one stage with a wishing well and so on, but that got out of hand in the sense that vandals then discovered the wishing well and it became impossible to police, and so we had to abandon that idea of collecting money for charity. It's a fun thing and the local community appreciate it and would like to see it keep going, somewhat under control perhaps, but to keep going.
I'm not sure how you can control it, really, given that people tend to take these things in their own hands, don't they?
Well, what's going to happen? It's been a dry year, of course, a remarkably dry year, and that's saved the lives of thousands of them, because I think many hundreds of them are down in the creek bed at the moment, and when the next rains come, there'll be devastation and be equivalent to the Queensland floods.
So, any favourites among them?
Oh, no, there've been some quite funny ones. There was one there with up in a tree with a clock and a crow sitting on it with a gnome hanging underneath it, and we couldn't quite work that out for a while, but we realised that they'd written the caption underneath that it was a crow gnometer. And, of course, there's quite a group of gnomosexuals.
Will it ever end?
No, well, I hope not. I hope it keeps going. It's quite quirky and it's become quite a tourist attraction for the area. And, I mean, the Ferguson Valley is kicking along very nicely now with lots of activities up here, and it's something else for people to do on a weekend, and we encourage it.